The Nigerian cash is gold. From shouting against the timing of the cashless policy to pounding the streets looking for cash, even though we've got money in our accounts. The cashless policy is wonderful for development, but they chose the wrong time to forcefully implement it. With that thought in mind, one can be sure that the government and their puppets have some very nasty motives. Can't tell me nothing else. And it's no surprise that we've been looking for this new gold. Everybody needs cash. The minute Emefiele decided to play mafia boss, I spoke about the unreliable financial network in our country, I wondered if we had the capacity, a proper structure to accommodate this rapid response to excess cash in society. I thought about those in remote parts of the country. As these thoughts crossed my mind, I realized that the old and new Naira notes will coexist in this society for a long time. I hear that the cashless policy was introduced in the 1800s. Okay, that's just a sharp retort to the actual time, but yeah, you get my point. Why didn't we have to deal with this whole episode in 2012 when it was originally introduced? Why are we dealing with it now that we have such a sensitive make or break election happening? My name is Clever Ucholi and this is Clever Talk. I'll be back with more light fire and rapid rabid questions after the break. You're still here. That means you like a little bit of violence. I like you. I like you a lot. Here's something you need to know. I am for and against the cashless policy. What's your stand? My arguments for the policy include the following points. If we hack this thing, right, financial transactions will truly become seamless, therefore enabling a great customer experience. And of course, more money for people involved in financial business. But that's not it. Or financial institutions, but that's not it, right? Adopting a cashless policy, this is number one for me. Adopting a cashless policy is safer. And if we decide to actually take this seriously, we can track transfers and identify killers and kidnappers and common thieves. However, when these real hoodlums favor the government, which they often do, we will not find them. Number two, the cashless policy is a good idea because it reduces the cost of producing new notes to replace old notes, right? And then transporting, processing, and storing said cash. Number three, a cashless economy will contain inflation and promote economic growth. And then number four, individuals involved in the business of, POS operations, mobile payments, direct debit, internet banking, electronic funds transfers will profit. Hey, if the masses win, I'm all up for it. Now, the points I just listed, right, are my arguments for the cashless policy. Hey, cashless policy. Wow, Clever, wow. oh dear. Okay, moving on, right? So remember I said that I am for and against the policy. So my arguments against the policy include the following points. Now, before I dive in, when a POS transaction fails, do you contact your bank to resolve the issue? Exactly. You've learned from experience or through family and friends that it's a complete waste of time. These traditional banks are out to milk you dry. They just want to profit. They don't care about helping you recover your lost money. So I ask, what makes you think that they would invest time in tracing the account of an armed robber or a kidnapper or someone who did you dirty or a POS, company who is unwilling to help you get your money back? Especially when you're not a senator or the child of a Nigerian minister or a US citizen.
Oh Okay. I'm sorry. That last one was so funny. Okay, moving on. But yeah, I mean, look, during the NSAS protest, right, it didn't take them long to begin freezing accounts. Going on to freeze the accounts of people that were supporting the protest and donating for the cause. But for some reason, we cannot even find the evil men killing people in Nigeria, and we also cannot find their sponsors. Wait, we? I'm not a part of this. I mean, they cannot find it. So do you see how it's just not a very logical, like, you think they're smart, but not quite. I ramble. Let's go back to the topic. So, point number one for my argument against the cashless policy. Number one, if you choose honesty, you will agree with me and many others that we have a serious financial infrastructure deficiency. The payment channels that are currently accessible are inadequate to satisfy demand, right? Like, do you hear what I'm saying? Banks are closing their doors, and it's not for the ridiculous reason of lack of cash. We've seen bank managers hoarding cash. You've seen those videos on social media. We've also seen people spraying the new notes on social media. So what are we saying, that big? Wait till they talk. Wait till your call. Wait till they go on. Number two, because the system is mostly driven by ICT, the policy is vulnerable to the risks of fraudulent activities, as any security flaws can and will be used by intelligent criminals to practice fraud. Now, this is more than a case of, if you're greedy, you will be a victim. Oh, more, don't give me that rubbish. You're more intelligent than that. The truth is, hacking, right, and other internet-based crimes are serious threats. We have been seeing this thing, yo. So what thing will you talk about? Nigeria cannot even boast of a steady power supply, unfortunately. Wouldn't you agree that it takes power, in this case, electricity, to move money? Yes. Even as I said that, I'm also thinking, okay, great. So, solar, inverter, all the generators, but look at the cost of fuel and diesel. My goodness. Ha! Do you know, I'm still struggling to accept the fact that we used to buy fuel for, or let me just say, we used to buy petrol for less than 70 naira. It was 60 something. And then it moved to 100 and something. And then now it's 180. 340 in some places, 350, 450 black market. Like, wait, see, I'm so confused. How did we get here though? But honestly, I digress. What's going on, Clever? Focus. So I'm still asking questions, right, about the timing of the policy. Why now? Why did they have to wait for so long before deciding to forcefully implement it? I'm yet to get an intelligent response. The answers I got in the past were filled with jargon and big empty words. I dumped those answers in my memory bin, and then I emptied the bin, so I don't remember. I end on this note. That sound you can hear right now is an airplane. I leave right, like, smack dab on the path. I don't know what they call it, but planes are just flying left, right, center all over my head. This is the problem. One of the challenges of recording in Nigeria. Anyways, so those in rural communities are left out of this wild party we've been having in urban and semi-urban areas. This point further strengthens another fact I mentioned earlier. The old and new Naira notes will continue to coexist in Nigeria for a while. Nigeria can only dream. She just doesn't have that kind of capacity. But of course, I want to see her win. So yes, it's great that we're doing this. But the fact that the timing, you know, I'm so pissed. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of this week's episode on Clever Talk. Seimun Hadu Achikin Shiri Nakabak and Clever Talk, that's Hausa for. See you in the next episode on Clever Talk. time, clever, actually. I love you, but God loves you more. Adios, amigo. Tell somebody about this episode. In fact, share the link to them. All right then, stay good, stay great, stay happy, and stay safe. We know the drama that occurs during every election, and this one, we've got some very desperate, especially one very, very desperate man on the loose. So be safe. I love you. Goodbye. I said it before, but yes. Bye, 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 bye. Adios.